Lucas Lynch, South Dakota Secretary of Agriculture.
And I am here, as you know, in South Dakota, learning a little bit more about your dairy operations, because South Dakota kind of has its eye on some California dairy producers. To romance them a little bit, to come up and start some operations up here, tell me a little bit about why you're real interested in getting new dairy operations.
When you look at what your core values are as a state, and in a state like South Dakota, agriculture is our number one industry. And when you're looking at ways to add value to what you do and do well, in South Dakota, that's dairy and dairy processing. And so working with our farm and ranches that produce the forage and the feed, and having really adequate access to clean water and having a regulatory environment that's very friendly for our dairy producers means opportunity here in South Dakota. And so when you also look at our core strengths as a state, we are also home to South Dakota State University, where we have a tremendously successful dairy science program for both production and processing. And so the marriage of the milk producers as well as the processors is what the opportunity looks like for our future.
You know, you mentioned a couple of topics that are some hot button topics for California, especially regulations, and what it's like to have an agriculture business in the state. So can you tell us a little bit more about what it's like to actually be an ag producer in South Dakota and what type of regulations they may be looking at?
Sure. Well, when you're dealing with South Dakota, one of the things we pride ourselves is regulatory certainty. We want our producers and businessmen and women across the state of South Dakota, when they're doing business here, to have certainty in what the expectations can be. And whether that's dealing with at a local control or a local county level environment or dealing with the state permitting, our Department of Environment and Natural Resources is one of the best in the country in terms of clarity and certainty for our producers. They have very clear guidelines to work with in receiving a general permit. All of that to say is that when you're working with county officials, it's transparent. And when you're dealing with the state of South Dakota, pick up the phone. You might be talking to a cabinet secretary answering your questions.
So that is very different from how things operate in California. You know, one of the things when I was talking with the governor that we talked about was the speed of getting things running. It can take quite a long time in California to get all of your permits and everything else. So it sounds like your system may be a little bit faster.
I think the opportunity is if you're transparent, whether you're a producer or a government entity, it's about sitting down and having a very clear and open dialogue about the process. And then when you're dealing with an environment, say in California, what we've heard from our producers that have relocated to South Dakota is the fact that they didn't feel like they had permission to grow and be a viable business in California, and they really feel the welcoming embrace of a lean government here in South Dakota, an open and clear dialogue, and a path forward to have a successful future for them and their family. We've even had some dairymen bring their children here to South Dakota State University to get educated in our dairy science programs, and to me that's really a holistic approach to how we can develop our industry for the future.
Let's go over some statistics, if you can, for me, please. You know, roughly how many dairies? What are the average size of your dairies?
Sure. Well, when you're dealing with dairy in South Dakota, we've got just a little over 100,000 head of cattle in the state now that are dairies. With that, about 257 permitted dairy facilities, whether that be grade A or grade B for further processing. We also have, and that's all part of a $25.6 billion ag industry. When you start looking at our major commodities, we have corn with over 800 million bushels of corn, over 200 million bushels of soybeans, and we're growing more all the time. So with over a billion bushels coming in, even including the small grains of wheat as well, the robust ag economy here in South Dakota is very rooted in our row crops and our small grains, but also alfalfa, our forages. And so having access, if you're a dairy, to having that high quality protein and the relative feed value that they're looking for nutrition, South Dakota's got a lot going on here in the upper Midwest, and you know, with access to good clean water on top of just great diversity of crops, that's where the opportunity lies.
You know, let's talk a little bit about challenges, because I'd like to make sure that our listeners in California are kind of getting the whole story, and I know that you, of course, want to present everything in a very positive light, but let's talk about some challenges that they could face as they come, you know, start up a new dairy operation, being California producers who are not used to, you know, South Dakota.
Right. Well, one of the things about South Dakota is our independence, and that you can find within our people, but you can also find it in our government. With 66 counties in the state of South Dakota, what you might find in working with one county may be different than the next, and part of that is what we call local control. The state of South Dakota doesn't rubber stamp projects to be advanced. We really rely on the local leadership at the county level to interface with permit applicants and to work through that local control process. And so I think it's one of those things where if you think you're going to come in and rush through a process, I would say it's really important to take a step back and make sure you have your information. Make sure you're very fact-based in how you present your business model, and you interface openly with local leaders. And I think that at the end of the day, what you'll find when you work with South Dakotans is they just want a fair and transparent process that they understand, and they liked having their questions answered as well.
Is there any other message that you would like our listeners in California to know?
You know, we know it's tough. We know that right now with the drought that's coming across the western part of our country, we know the market conditions can be very difficult when you're making planting choices or you see conversion of crops going to tree varieties and that highest and best use of land moving away from that of the dairy industry. We say that that might be opportunity to maybe look elsewhere, and we think that maybe South Dakota is worth taking a look at. We may not be the perfect spot for you, but if you see your way to moving up to the upper Midwest and looking at the upper Midwest milk shed and helping us build that out, we have a commitment not only from our producers and our farmers and ranchers here in South Dakota, but you also have a friend at state government. You have a governor like ours, Governor Dennis Dugard, who's out there advocating for and on behalf of agriculture, because we know that when you're a state like ours, agriculture is our number one industry, and you can't ever take it for granted. And we have to continue to invest in ourselves for the future, and we need friends to come along for the ride.
All right. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.